Considering an escape from the DVD machine, the 26 or 32, who knows how many, David Blair's now pause to think of what Juna and Judai have just thought. And he stands there with his left foot in the air on a sidewalk just above the catacombs of Paris, which, as you know, are a vast, skull-filled plaster mine beneath the telescope of Paris, which is just across the street there. And the telescope of Paris itself, as you can see if you were standing there, is itself beneath the lost zero meridian of Paris. A line that extended from here to either pole in straight lines. A royal line once painted over everything in its way here, long ago, north to south, but no longer visible in daylight. However, it's said that the old World War II French anti-fascist resistance still keeps their headquarters under the telescope there, down there. One of the rooms, a giant bubble-shaped ballroom that they rent out on Thursdays to the previously fascist futurists who come to play bingo and dance on the bubble-curved floor, or so it is said. And they are down there, under the telescope, in the ballroom. The old zero meridian is still visible. It's still painted on that floor, dividing the bubble room in two, rising up the wall to return across the ceiling to the other side of the room to the beginning again, as if inscribed there, not just on the inside of the room, on the floor and ceiling and the walls, but as if inscribed on the inside of the planet. While I'm on this topic, I would like to mention that there are also other lines at right angles known as latitudes, and they connect various places, such as, for instance, Ground Zero in Nagasaki and Ground Zero in United States. But, well, I, a DVD, a David, I tend to wander through these things, and yet I know little of them. So I therefore depend upon the integral and honest expertise of Judai and Juna to guide me. In my recitation of the facts that I send to them, which they then correct, I really am not much more than a third grade reader of the Children's Encyclopedia, a strange book that has no end and contains no plot except itself. But I'm on the job. So that said, now, inaccurately and inadequately, we three will attempt to save the world. I'm in a DVD machine. And I'm telling stories to the UFOs here to save the world. To save the world. To save the world.